You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So with David Wright's number five going to the rafters right next to all those wild card championship years at Citi Field, it got me thinking, what are the next athletes here, Tiki? Right. What are the next New York athletes that have their numbers retired in New York, or who should have their number retired in New York next? And I had to go through every team one by one. And I had to weigh the, you know, is it current guys? How far away are they? Because it's unique.
Right.
It's unique. So here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number 91, Justin Tuck for the New York Giants. Two-time Super Bowl champion, great pass rusher. Now, here's the problem with the Giants.
Number retired?
Yeah, I do think he's a number retirement guy. I went through his stats, and he
Definitely the stats are there.
If Eli Manning isn't the quarterback of the New York Giants making all his plays, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP, too. He should have been the runner-up of both games.
Good point.
Look, I'm not telling you Justin Tuck will get his number retired. I want to make that clear when I'm doing this list. I'm just saying, if we're being honest, if put it this way, I give the Giants credit because they don't over-retire numbers.
Right.
If the Giants behaved like the Yankees, Justin Tuck would have his number retired. I think that's fair. You disagree?
No, I agree.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
I'm putting Justin Tuck there. I mean, the Giants' all-time leading rusher, number 21, Tiki Barber.
I was going to say, I would too if we were the Yankees.
Yeah. If the Giants were the Yankees, the guy next to me would have his number 21 retired, and it certainly wouldn't go to Mason Crosby to kick a game versus the Rams.
And he missed every damn kick.
Please, drove me nuts. I can't believe we had a kicker wearing 21. Here we go.
Number three.
Number 20 for the New York Rangers, Chris Kreider, who they just traded, who I believe will... Put it this way.
You think he's going to come back?
No. The next three guys, including Chris Kreider, I believe are getting their numbers retired by the teams. And that's why I'm making the top three and the next guys we will see. He is towards the end of his run. I think he'll have a couple of years in Anaheim, but that's going to be the next Ranger number retired because he's going to retire before Igor Shesterkin does. Chris Kreider, number 20, will be my number three. Here we go.
Number two.
The next Met that will have his number retired after David Wright, Jacob deGrom. How does Jacob DeGrom not get his number retired by the Mets when he retires?
You're right.
And that's going to be a big day. That is a day.
Oh, isn't this the conversation we had about the Hall of Fame with Evan? This is why he doesn't want Jake to have ridiculously great moments as a Ranger.
Yeah, because he wants all his memories to be as a Met.
Because if he wins a Cy Young, hell, if he has a participatory World Series, he got one, but he didn't participate.
He was hurt.
He has a participatory World Series. And he starts matching the accolades that he had here in New York. How do you claim he's in New York?
He was pissed. Evan will never admit this. He was pissed he was an all-star with the Texas Rangers.
What? Yeah.
He doesn't want that.
No, of course not.
Which is selfish, too. If you love a guy, you hope he has success.
What?
I hope Chris Kreider scores 50 goals.
He just doesn't want him to go into potentially the Hall of Fame as a non-Met.
He doesn't even want the debate.
I'm telling you, if he has, I don't know, how many more years does he have left on his deal? Three? Four?
I think three, but even
whatever it is. He wins a Cy Young this year. He wins another championship. You're going to have that debate.
Of course. It's going to take a lot because the Texas Rangers feel like in a bad spot, but to the point,
right.
If he's great, he'll have that. But he will have his number retired as a New York Met. And last but not least,
number one.
This one is so egregious that I had to check five different websites to make sure I was right, not looking at ill-timed ones.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this, and you guys are going to go, wait, what? Darrell Revis.
Oh, interesting.
The man just made the Hall of Fame.
Very interesting.
We had all this talk about Revis or Sauce Gardner.
Right.
Again, I'm not a Jet fan. So, look,
Do you think the leaving had that much... I don't know.
I think winning the Super Bowl with the Patriots, a lot of Jets fans aren't. They do love Darrell Revis, but not quite the same as if he didn't go win a Super Bowl with their biggest rival.
So who is retired for the Jets?
So they just retired Klecko's number.
So Joe Namath, obviously, and Don Maynard, Curtis Martin, Joe Klecko, and then Dennis Byrd.
Yes, all well deserving. But to answer Connor's point, Connor, you're a Jet fan. I understand that he won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. The Jets kind of have themselves to blame in the games they played. Isn't the easiest way to erase the stench of a guy winning a Super Bowl with your rival? He just made the Hall of Fame.
Right.
To make sure he's a number retirement guy and is solidified as a Jet forever? I don't know.
Has it even been talked about?
I don't know. And this is where I'm flying blind on this, because I oftentimes don't think about retired numbers as much. You know, it takes something like David Wright Day coming up to go, oh, yeah, number retirements and whatnot. And we talk about it with Abdul Carter asking for Lawrence Taylor's number. It's not like we think about retiring numbers every day. That's kind of the basis of my argument. But last year, we just had this whole, was it last summer or two summers ago with Darrell Revis went to the Hall of Fame?
That was two summers ago. Things ago.
Okay. All right, so two years ago at this time. Right. We were getting ready for a Jet Hall of Fame game where Revis was waving at Jet fans, that whole deal at the Hall of Fame game. And we are now two calendar years removed, and this team still can't retire number 24?
Almost 2 years, because obviously the Hall of Fame is week, whatever it is, August 3rd, whatever that is.
But if it was going to happen this year, wouldn't we have already had that announcement too?
Yeah, of course.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know.
Do you think the Red Sox should have retired Johnny Damon's number?
That's not the same thing.
I think it's kind of the same.
As Darrell Revis?
I think so, because Johnny Damon is a Red Sox legend, 04, the comeback, but he never got his number retired, I think probably because he went to the Yankees.
He's a legend with the Boston Red Sox, but you're talking about the greatest cornerback and greatest non-pass rusher in Jets history on the defensive side of the ball. And Johnny Damon's not a Hall of Famer either. Darrell Revis is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Jets are just having this very elite status about retiring numbers, I give them credit.
Right.
But sometimes you got to remember, you are the Jets. You know? Yeah. I don't think
it's just something. It'd be something to celebrate.
Yeah. And I don't think retiring Darrell Revis's number suddenly would be the floodgates of open and retiring Jet numbers. I can't believe that.
You know what I can't believe?
What?
Not to get off Revis here, but to go back to your list here. We are in a situation here where Sean swapped out his Yankee hat for his Ranger hat. You missed several big Yankees.
All right, I know I did, but with good reason.
Okay, which one do you want to go with first?
Well, I'm just going to make the statement. I'm tired of the Yankees retiring numbers.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead.
Is there a gentleman going into the Hall of Fame this year? Is his number retired by the Yankees?
CeCe Sabathia, I agree. Should have his number retired.
You would think, right?
I think the Yankees have gotten very scared that they're not going to have numbers left. I'm serious. It sounds funny, but
there's a million numbers they could go. CC Sabathia is a Hall of Famer. He's going to get his number retired. And there's another guy that plays.
He should get his number retired. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I laid off the Yankees. I think they're not wrong.
They're going to run out of numbers.
They're going to be more picky. If we're being real, it's a joke that Jorge Posada's number is retired by the Yankees.
Here's a number that they're going to. Now we're going chronological, right? That's how this list is.
Yeah, who I think is next.
Okay, so Kreider is right around 34 years old. I just looked it up. Your king is 33 years old.
Who?
Aaron Judge, the king.
Aaron Judge is going to play baseball for the next 7 years. I think Chris Kreider might play 3 more years of hockey.
Well, you're speculating. I mean, they're right around the same age here, and I think that...
Different sports. You know the way it is,
No, I don't know the way it is. They're not going to sit around and wait for the king to get his number retired. That's going to be pretty immediate, where Chris Kreider is probably fringe anyway.
No, he's not fringe. He'll get his number retired within the first 2 years of him being retired.
I don't know enough to argue with that, but just from a, far, I don't think Chris Kreider number retired by the Rangers.
That was your big argument? Aaron Judge in the middle of his prime is going to get his number retired for Chris Kreider? King Aaron Judge?
They're around the same age, and then CeCe to me is a major omission. Just the first two that came to my brain.
But he explains CeCe. I get it.
CeCe deserves his number retired. And you're right, he probably will, but I think the Yankees are going to be very more hesitant right now. And also, we love the Yankees. Let's be real about the Yankees right now. Things are going well. They're coming off a World Series. Mm-hmm.
Appearance.
The moment you find out CeCe's number is getting retired in the next couple of years is the moment you know they're not too high on the team in August. Got to get those people in the seats.
Distractionary
measure. Yeah, exactly.
Can't just do a Yoda bobblehead for CeCe or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm
not trying to knock CeCe. I love
no,
CeCe.
No, you just forgot about him. That's all.
I didn't forget about him.
We just had him on.
He intentionally left off the Yankees because they have too many numbers retired.
They have too many numbers retired.
But this idea that they're running out of numbers, there's 100 numbers you could pick from.
Dude, every time, Will Warren's wearing, 98? Enough. There's no numbers.
And why can't you wear 123 as a baseball player? They could just make the numbers smaller. Why does it only go up to 99?
Triple digits.
Lot of numbers retired.
That's what I'm saying. I had to leave the Yankees off the list. I'm sorry. They've gone too far.
Well, you could. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. You could retire numbers.
You know what? I'm just looking at the list now. I love Bernie Williams. But if Bernie Williams' numbers are retired, CeCe's numbers got to be retired. I love Bernie. But CeCe was the reason.
Yeah, you won a championship. You're going in the Hall of Fame.
Right. I don't like where this is going because it's going to sound like a slight because I love CeCe. Posada is the bigger one for me. And I would go as far as saying Paul O'Neill as well. Bernie Williams, core four, not the fab four.
Yeah.
I think Bernie Williams is a greater Yankee all-time than CeCe Sabathia is. I don't feel that way about Posada or O'Neill. I think CeCe's a greater Yankee than them.
You're saying Bernie a greater Yankee than CeCe?
Mm. Yes.
I agree with that, by the way. And that, again, it seems like you're knocking CeCe.
No, but CeCe over O'Neill and Posada, who have the numbers retired.
Bernie was arguably the best player on the late 90s Dynasty Yankee teams.
And he oddly gets disrespect. I guess because he's not a Hall, but CeCe's a Hall of Famer.
Bro, we talk about running, people are going to get nuts when I say this. I think Stanton's number could get retired.
Oh.
He's one of the best performers in the postseason in the history of the Yankees. Am I wrong? Chris McMonagle just is going to hug me the next time he sees me after I throw that out there.
All right, you're putting me in a good spot, Tommy. I like where you're
is Stanton going to the Hall of Fame?
No. If he hits 500, he's going to be in by default. Giancarlo Stanton, you can throw all the numbers you want at me.
Okay.
He's had one.
Throw all the numbers out at you. He's been one of the best performers in October in the history of the Yankees. Yeah.
Well, Giancarlo the problem Stanton, is the regular season stat. That's what he's getting at.
100 yard RBI season in his Yankee career. Yeah. One.
Okay.
One it's because he misses so much time.
Yeah.
And so in a game that's full of 162, it's hard to say, all right, you were great in the postseason, but you were terrible,
right,
unreliable in the 162.
Yeah, not saying it was terrible, but when you think of Andy Pettit, you think more of the October performances and the big game performances than you do his regular season
why
numbers.
Why is Andy Pettit's number retired?
He also won multiple World Series. Giancarlo didn't.
I understand that, but maybe Stanton gets one or not two, but one.
Okay, that's a caveat. If the Yankees win a World Series and Giancarlo's hitting like he did last October, we can open up this conversation a little more. If Giancarlo Stanton retires, and his big moments are, what a wild card game he had versus Boston. All right, he carried him, helped carry him to that World Series appearance. I will go in front of Stans and Billy's and openly vomit in the middle of River Avenue on the day Giancarlo Stanton is getting his number 27 retired by the Yankees. And certainly not before CeCe Sabathia. And certainly not before Chris Kreider or Darrell Revis or Jacob DeGrom.
Okay, let me throw another Yankee at you. Robinson Cano.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking
about? Take a lap. The guy left. You want to go get your number retired.
Well, it doesn't matter if you leave because Jake left as well.
Robinson Cano's not an all-time great Yankee.
Okay.
Very fun Yankee to watch.
But you just said they retire numbers like it was going out of style.
Holy crap. I'm trying to be a legitimately level-headed Yankee fan for once that I get accused of being a homer. I think they've gone too far. I gave you O'Neill. I gave you Posada. I'm being stingy on a guy going to the Hall of Fame in a couple weeks who I love because it's a Yankee problem and I want the Yankees to tighten this up. That's all.
And I'm also going through.
But he should be retired.
Yeah.
He should. All right, fine. You want to put him at five over talk? You know what? I'll take Tiki Barber off.
And I'm trying to.
Yes, please.
All right. You want me to do that? All right.
I'm trying to. Take me off, put CeCe there.
And I'm trying to do my best, Evan, here that I want to forget if you like purposely left out the teams that you like to troll, if there's like an Islander or somebody like that.
Oh, my God. The first two guys I put on the list were a Met and a Jet. Why do people keep giving me this rep?
No,
I'm actually fair to the teams.
No,
I don't
I'm not
like
saying
in town.
Not be fair, but sometimes you like to put a little Easter eggs in there. Wait, and you
there
get a smile on his face.
That needs his number retired? Like, who are you thinking of?
Yeah, who do you want their number retired? I'm going to put Chris Osgood's number retired.
You're gonna say
what
him,
do you want from me?
You're going to say I'm kissing his ass, but we could put our buddy Matt Martin.
I'm not even answering.
All right, well,
you know
I love you, Boomer. But
Sydney hates me anytime I say
something bad about
Matt. The entire
career with the Islanders, you know what I mean?
I'm not doing it.
Who
I'm
are you missing from the Devils?
The number retirement?
Yes.
They have all the guys from the Cups, right?
Yeah, Danico, Stevens.
Brodor's there. We're good. We're
yeah.
good.
We're good.
Neither you didn't look, did you?
Do we need Jamie Langenbrunner's number retired? I don't think we're okay.
No Jesper Bratt soon?
No, I mean, jeez.
He's 26 years old. Calm down.
Devil fan. Devil fans should they should right. retire Frank the Tank's jersey before right. they retire another player.
When he scores multiple goals in a season in the postseason, and we'll talk. Okay. We'll have a conversation.
You hear that? That's Mr. Devil. Tiki Barber. 888-808-1019. Vincent in Long Island. Vincent, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All's good.
So, I was going to talk about Mike Evans, definitely a Hall of Famer.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right, but last year, there was still a question that he was going to be a Hall of Famer. Now it's not a question.
I think career-wise, I think he's easily going to be in the Hall of Fame as a wide receiver. But I'm going now to Jorge Posada's number, being retired. That guy easily should be retired as
come
number
on, Vincent. Vincent, I love Jorge. Come on.
Are you out of your mind?
Jorge Posada is the most overrated Yankee from that dynasty. It's not even funny. First of all, he wasn't even the catcher for the early ones.
He's a catcher. He's a catcher. What do you want? You want him to be a pitcher?
No. And I love Jorge Posada, but come on, man. Yeah, his number retired. That was the moment the Yankees gone too far, Vincent. Don't make me be the bad guy. Posada had good numbers, good catcher, you know, gritty guy. Jorge Posada on those dynasty teams was the Josh Hart of these Knicks. Not a number retirement guy, a beloved guy, gritty guy you root for. That is not a guy who deserved his number retirement or anywhere near the Hall of Fame.
And this is why I was mentioning names, because on the fly here, you don't want to forget anybody, and I completely forgot the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony.
Come on, Tommy.
Sean.
Carmelo doesn't
Chris Kreider is not in the same stratosphere as far as for
is you're trying to pick. You're trying to pick a fight 5:20 on a Thursday.
I'm not trying to pick.
Chris Kreider is 30 times the Ranger than Melo.
Oh, you're nuts, and he's not even close to being a player that Carmelo Anthony is. Carmelo Anthony is a top 10 scorer in the history of the
great.
NBA.
Half of that's with the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, but he still did a lot of that here with the Knicks, and I do believe Carmelo Anthony will have his number retired with the Knicks. I would say within the next couple years.
Will you stop it?
Carmelo he actually should have been probably if we're going well. I don't want to say trajectory, but there's been talks of at least Melo.
Here's the comp for Carmelo Anthony, okay? Because it matters longevity, how long you did it. If Carmelo Anthony deserves his number retired by the Knicks, then Victor Cruz deserves his number retired by the Giants. Both awesome at their peak, but very short-lived runs in New York. That's the comp. And I'm not asking for Victor Cruz's number to be retired. Look at you. Look at you sitting there frozen because right. I thought you were in the Mortal Kombat mode.
Because Justin Tuck, who is what, number five on your list?
Tuck's got two rings, though.
I know he has two rings, but then you could even say JPP. You could throw him in there.
He's
with
only
the
got
Cruz.
One ring.
I know. I'm just saying for guys that only had a little bit. I think Melo's number will be retired by the Knicks. That's just my stance on it.
Well, you guys don't hang a lot of banners anyway, so I'd understand why, but I don't think
we didn't need the shot, but. If you always go by championships, not every team has a million championships.
That.
So then what? No one gets their number retired.
Some of you Knicks fans overrate the Melo Knicks era, and I understand why you didn't have a lot of great basketball. That's not a number retirement.
It's not about the era.
He's not Dick Barnett.
It's as far as the stats and the numbers he put up.
What are you laughing at? Am I wrong?
I don't know if you're right or wrong. I'm going to like watching Dick Barnett. You know what I mean? I mean a million years ago. Like
just say
Dick
not.
Barnett.
Zach in Massapequa. Zach, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love the topic going on. So I was on hold. I asked, I got three buddies of mine that are Rangers fans, and all three of them actually said no to Chris Kreider.
No, they're guys who can't get over what happened last year. Zach, they're guys that can't get over what happened last year. Lose their Ranger fan card.
I do think there's a little recency bias with it. I kind of agree with that. I mean, you know, I'm an Islanders fan. If I had to say, if I was a Ranger fan, I think I would say yes.
Yeah.
But what I did call to talk about was the Mets. So I'm going to the game on Saturday. It's going to be a great time. I'm really worried that I do not want them to do anything with Francisco Lindor and him being captain. I think this should be David Wright's day, his day to be appreciated, acknowledged. I don't know. I just think it's a little sloppy, to be honest, to end up spreading the wealth, giving it to Lindor. How about we just do one day for each person? You're not going to do a celebration when you name Lindor captain. You should just do it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Zach. Me and Tiki debated this yesterday. David Wright is very humble, and Tiki's brought this up. He might embrace that. It might be part of it. I just don't even like putting in a position. You know David Wright would never say no to that. You know David Wright would embrace it. I just think there's a million times to have David Wright pass the baton, let David Wright have his one day. That's my thought. And David Wright's never going to disagree because he's too good a guy.
I don't know how these ceremonies work. Like I didn't see the Keith ceremony.
I didn't either.
But what happens? Like, do they?
They give a speech. They come out. You know, a couple gifts get brought out. Here's a team picture. Here's a surfboard. Here's this.
So the only way to make it, I think, not disruptive is if it's announced, but not really part of that.
Exactly my point.
Like, not part of that ceremony.
The way I picture it, Tiki, is if you're going to do it, I still don't think this is right, is he has everything, and then he goes, and by the way, I have one more thing to announce.
Like,
you know,
he announces it.
He announces it, which I think is the way to do it. But still, you're still ending then a ceremony.
Unless here's how you do it, because you're right. So it's ceremony, David Wright does whatever he does, blah, blah, blah. The team is out there, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then you announce, David Wright, at the end of his speech, says, and the last thing, I want to pass the baton to Francisco Lindor, who now has a C on his sleeve, even if it's temporary. You don't keep it there, but whatever. And that's how you make it okay.
Yes.
So he's doing it. And it's not announced by the team on the same day that they're announcing that they're retiring David Wright's number.
But it's
if they're going to do it.
If they're going to do it, but it's just a fine tightrope to
dance. Of
course
it is.
So we'll keep our eyes open.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is. I have to say something now. Tommy's back in the room. I don't feel good about this. I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
Who did you miss on the list?
It's not who I missed.
That's why these lists are tough, man, because you forget people in real time.
I'm going to say this right now. I have had a very fun 9 days sitting in Evan's chair and quarterbacking this show.
Okay.
What I'm about to say is undoubtedly my lowest moment in these 9 days. And the reason it's my lowest moment is because I'm going to admit something that I didn't admit in real time because I was just trying to make the show operate smoothly.
All right.
I lied to you guys.
About?
And I'm not going to feel good about this. I'm going to get it out. I thought CC Sabathia's number was already retired. And I couldn't even focus on the last call. I couldn't focus on the Mike Evans call because I blatantly just lied and let it roll off my tongue. And then I argued as if I meant to do it. I was like, oh, too many Yankee numbers are retired. When I made the list,
I made a lot of mistakes.
I did think of CeCe, and I was like, no, I remember CeCe Sabathia day. His number's retired. In my mind, I pictured it. Did they give him a plaque or something? And now as I sit here, I couldn't consciously go to break. Without admitting, I can't lie on the air to people like that. I missed it. I thought his number was already retired.
And think about all the collateral damage, the mistake, then the lie created. So now you got to apologize to Posada.
No, I still think Posada shouldn't have his number retired.
Think about how many people caught strays based on the fact that you didn't do research or forgot that CeCe Sabathia's number's not retired.
Within my lie that I tried to protect, I still said some truths there. I do think Bernie's a greater all-time Yankee than CeCe, but also he came up a Yankee, CeCe didn't. Yeah. So that's kind of an unfortunate penalized thing, and Bernie won World Series.
CeCe feels like a Yankee.
No doubt.
He just is a Yankee.
He is, Tiki, no doubt about it. But Bernie Williams won more World Series. CeCe won one.
Of course he did.
Posada, I still feel the same way I feel about Posada. Really good Yankee. Paul O'Neill, really good Yankee. Those guys don't deserve their numbers retired. But I lied about CeCe Sabathia, and I assumed he had his number retirement, and I didn't want Tommy being right.
You going to apologize to Stanton next, by the way?
No, he doesn't deserve his number retirement.
Okay, when he gets to 500.
Here's what I apologize. Tommy, you had me on something, and I was not going to allow my moment in Evan's chair you to be right, and I have to admit you were right. I missed it.
Your pivot there, Sean, was really artful. I would have never known that you didn't know. You came up with it quick, and you had it ready to go. It was great.
And I'm proud of myself. I swear to you, as that caller before was making the Mike Evans point, I'm like, do I have to say something? I can't believe it.
And
then we got to the second caller. He was bringing up Right Day, Zach and Massapequa, and I went, oh, God, I can't live with myself.
I'm not going to go to the levels that Evan would do, but I'm going to check Chris Kreider and see if this guy's even going to get his number retired.
By the way,
Mike Evans
don't think he is 24th on the career receiving list.
Tiki was locked into the Evans call. I couldn't even pay attention.
There are still a few ahead of him who are not in the Hall of Fame. Urban Fryer, Jason Witten is eligible this year, which is crazy for a tight end to be that high. Torrey Holt, who just can't seem to get over it.
Yeah.
Julio Jones just retired, so he's not eligible. Henry Elliard, I don't think he's going to get in. And Anquan Boldin.
Boldin got in, didn't he?
No.
That's another one. If you told me Anquan Boldin was in the Hall of Fame, I would believe you.
And Reggie Wayne.
Wow.
So there's a bunch of guys who have more yardage than Mike Evans who are not in the Hall of Fame.
And Evans is going to have 2 more years of that yardage. What do you think? I mean, he did get banged up a little bit last
year. If he gets to 15,000 or 14,000, he'll be in.
And he is playing in an era where, you know, in theory, yardage is supposed to be easier to come by, receptions and whatnot.
Well, so he might need to get to 15 then.
Yeah.
And so, that'll put him in the top 10.
You're right. Evans is not a slam dunk. Now, if you ask me, close my eyes and tell me, do I think Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer just on the eye test and what I feel like, when you read those stats.
Well, think about it with Tim Brown, for instance. It took Tim Brown forever to get the Hall of Fame. And he's, I don't know, 50 yards, 60 yards short of 15,000.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, ninth all-time in receiving touchdowns, too.
Yeah.
That helps.
True. That helps. He's also 11 consecutive years with 1,000 yards, which is just ridiculous.
I mean, you could hear the whole argument in that room when they debate the Hall of Fame right now.
But they figure out ways to keep people out.
That's it. It's a shame.
You know,
what?
The Giants don't retire enough numbers, in my opinion.
I agree.
Obviously, Toome should be on. Monty Toomer. Like, what?
I'm with you, man.
All right. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like,
I'm with you.
I understand.
The
having,
Yankees
like,
do too many. The Giants don't do enough.
Yeah.
And the Jets don't do enough, clearly, if Revis doesn't have his number retired. Man, we've really stumbled upon something.
Well, the Jets just don't have enough good players. That's their problem.
Revis is in the Hall of Fame. Retire the guy's number already. 888-808-1019.
The Giants have a lot retired.
And they're unretiring them.
I guess in my lifetime, I'm thinking of the guys that I've watched. Like,
so 1, 4, 7,
10,
10, 11, 14, 16, 32, 40, 42, 50, 56, 90.
Is there that many? I didn't realize that.
I didn't know what happened until I just looked it up.
Giants went hot and heavy early. We got to LT and Sims. Waited a long time, got to Eli, and now they've stopped. Oh, Strahan, too.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, they unretired one, obviously. So
yeah, that's one from the league neighbors.
Now that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep unretiring each one.
Ray Flaherty, obviously.
Ray Flaherty. All right. Tommy's going to give you his David Wright moment. We'll continue to take your calls. Evan and Tiki on the football today as we, you know, wet our beaks, as they say, for football season. We got into SNY putting out a list of their top 10 New York athletes right now, in which, of course, they crown Aaron Judge King as well. And the topic of the next number retirements in New York with David Wright having his number retired. Before we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019, at this time, all week long, our resident Met fan, positive Tommy Lugauer, has been counting.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Down his favorite David Wright moments of all time, and he would like to remind the audience these are not in sequential order so that on Friday night he doesn't have a bunch of tweets accusing him of having an order wrong.
No, biggie.
Tommy, continue.
I just can't wait to get browbeaten by Evan when he gets back. How'd you leave this off the list? He did a
good moments, though.
Yeah, but Teak, he did a Rico here. He must have known that I was doing a top five. He put out a Rico podcast of the top 15 David Wright moments. So he's got to one up me.
I hope he pre-taped that.
I don't know. It came out yesterday.
He definitely pre-taped
it. All right, good.
Definitely. I think I remember him saying
it. All right, good. For the love of God, do not be in Lake Como, Italy, counting in 15 David Wright moments, Evan, please.
What?
All right, what do you got, Tom?
Let me take you back to a moment early on in David Wright's career. This is a Shea Stadium moment, which is really special to me. I'll be 40 years old this summer, and I have this fight with Evan all the time because I'm like, dude, I miss Shea Stadium. And he gives me the, well, what are we going to do about it? We have Citi Field now. Shea Stadium's gone. I miss it too. But I'm like, no, but I miss Shea Stadium. And I think when you build a new stadium, yeah, it's great. But I'm sure Yankee fans feel this way about the old Yankee Stadium. Like, I just, those memories at Shea for me as a Met fan are just, they just are ingrained in my brain. And this is definitely one of my favorite Shea Stadium moments and absolutely my favorite David Wright moment at Shea Stadium. And it was David Wright stepping up to the plate against the indestructible Mariano Rivera. Hit it, Connor.
To the right. Into the air to center field. Damon going back to the warning track. It's over his head and the Mets win it.
Wow.
David Wright with a walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth off Mariano Rivera, and the Mets have taken game one from the Yankees, 7-6.
You say Dave Kingman?
Is that what he said?
I didn't hear that part. But
oh, that's, it was the center fielder.
Oh, Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon.
I heard Dave Kingman too.
I was like, wait a second.
Damon. Now I just realized Damon, not Dave Kingman. Okay. All right. So what year was this?
This would be 2006.
I don't even remember this moment.
No, you stop it. Stop it. You're being a really horrible human right now.
I've been fair to David Wright all week. I didn't remember that. I swear I didn't.
You don't remember David Wright's walk-off hit against Mariano Rivera in the Subway Series?
I don't. That was 2006?
And that was Subway Series that were they mattered, right?
Of course.
Because they were unique.
2006 Subway Series. Now, I'm in college. You know what?
No, but Sean, you remember there are certain Subway Series moments.
No, I know.
And granted, they're pro Met for me, so I'm going to remember
more. Why?
Malicki, Franco, Wright. I remember those.
I don't remember it, man. I don't, and it's not a knock on David because clearly you, as a Met fan, remember it. I don't, as a Yankee.
No,
fan.
I just I know all Met fans remember it. I was under the assumption that Yankee fans remember this moment just because Rivera. Anytime you could get to Mariano, especially in a big stage, you remember it.
If I was a Met fan and David Wright had a game winning hit off of Mariano Rivera in the ninth, I absolutely remember that forever.
What game of the series was it? It was the first game.
Yeah, it's the first game. I'm shocked. I don't remember. I swear I'm not.
So what happened the rest of the series?
I don't remember. I just remember that moment. That's how I am with Subway Series. I just remember some of the moments.
Maybe it was replaced by something else for Yankee fans.
I got to find. Yeah, I don't know. When I think of Subway Series for me, and I think this is kind of the test, Luis Castillo dropping the pop-up.
Sure.
All the time. Uh-huh. We're not counting World Series, right?
And Mets even remember that one, obviously.
Definitely.
I remember, obviously, Malicki because it was the first one.
Yep.
And now that I think about it, Mariano Rivera walking at bat to get the RBI in Citi Field.
Okay.
I was there. Other than that,
I think of Sean Estes throwing behind Roger Clemens.
Okay, yeah. And obviously that day, the doubleheader and Roger Clemens hitting Piazza.
Obviously Mike, And all the stuff in the World Series.
I guess I'm bad with that, remembering the actual individual regular season games. They feel so big in real time, but I guess looking back, I'm bad at it.
You just forget them because they don't ultimately matter.
I can't tell if you pull my leg or not. I really can't.
I'm really not. If you told me, hey, David Wright Day's coming up. Do you remember that David Wright hit off Mariano Rivera? I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Wow.
All right. And it's not the good.
I think you're in the minority as far as New York sports fans.
Yankee
fans
could call up. Yankee fans, be honest here. Am I in the minority of Yankee fans that don't remember that even happening?
Look, it is a regular season game, and I know, it's your World Series. But come on. The Subway Series, even now, is still huge. But back then, obviously, relatively still in its infancy, it mattered. And it was Rivera. That's what made it more special.
I'm not working in the industry at the time. I'm in college. I'm going to say that was a game once. That was probably a Friday night. I bet you I wasn't even watching the game. Yeah. That might have been a Shawnee gets tuned up kind of night.
Right.
It was the year, Sean, where Beltran struck out NLCS. Adam Wainwright. Remember that one?
I remember that one. We didn't need the ending of the story. We were really good there with just the one part. We don't have to talk about how the season
I remember that one, yeah.
Really, what makes... See,
I couldn't even watch that game, by the way.
What negative?
I still have never seen that strikeout.
Really? I have a funny story about that.
I went to my now wife's cousin's house in Baltimore for the weekend.
Okay.
All right. She went to see the family, whatever. I got to that house knowing the Mets were going to have the big NLCS game, and it was a football weekend. And my now wife didn't tell me this, but her cousin did not own a television. And this is 2006. Smartphones, you're not watching games on your phone. I was in prison for a weekend. I missed everything. I got on a flight that Sunday, landed Sunday afternoon, and had to ask my dad what happened in the Met game.
Wow.
Imagine being in that spot.
Yeah.
Crazy. But what else were you going to say?
No, I was saying like that. I was in college as well on that night, obviously, that Connor just brought up here. And I was in a fraternity, and we were having one of our, we'll call them events that night. Not a party, but just something with the pledges. So I literally was in a frat house watching this. Like, there was a couple other Met fans that were in the fraternity, and I'm just like, this is not the exact environment I want for that kind of night, because we all know how it went down.
Damage.
What negative Tommy would tell you, this is not positive Tommy, but what negative Tommy would tell you, that David Wright moment and perhaps the moment that's coming tomorrow, hint, all the great Met moments in my life are usually followed by an equally horrible moment.
Okay.
So they usually don't have the happy endings that we are looking for as Met fans, because obviously I've not seen them win a World Series. So there's always going to be a bad moment coming after. But that doesn't mean these moments aren't great.
Looking forward to 2015. All right. David Wright moment tomorrow. On Evan and Tiki on the Fan. We'll do a lot of David Wright coverage. Tommy will be all pumped up, got the pom-poms out as we count down to the number 5 being retired. 888-808-1019. Rich in South Jersey. Rich, what's up?
Couple of things. Number one, about sports teams and their popularity and their fandom. Let me turn off the TV. It's a matter of age. There are no, the Giants have far more fans because over a certain age, they didn't know from the Jets.
Yeah, and it passed down from generation, no doubt about it.
And it passes down from generation. The same thing happens to be true with the Yankees and the Mets. Now, the Giants, you could say, were also far bigger winners than the Jets. The Yankees were far bigger winners than the Mets.
Sure.
But the Yankees built that up. The brand picked it up. Same with the Knicks and the Nets. They'd never be close. And the Rangers and the Islanders. Islanders won that 1-4 title.
And it didn't matter.
And still, it didn't matter.
Rich.
The second thing.
Yeah. Okay.
New York players to have their number retired. One who will never have their number retired, I would could say with pretty much confidence, and probably deserves it, is Alex Rodriguez.
Well, he's retired in this studio.
Are you guys serious? Neither of you guys call me on that omission?
Well,
I also said the five next, and he's...
But we also know that it's never happening.
Yeah, so, okay, I get a pass there. Whew, right. Thank God. I forgot my own list was.
It should, obviously, right. But it's never going to happen.
I got a pass. You're right. It was the five next guys that will have the numbers retired.
And his number's already retired.
It is. The 13 shines upon us.
In our studio.
It does. 888-808-1019. I can't have any more stakes this hour here. Come on. Mike in Staten Island. Mike, what's up?
Hey, Dad. I apologize for my voice. I'm a little stiff. But I just wanted to say, I've heard a lot of wild things on this station in my life. I'm 41 years old. But TT is saying that Bernie Williams shouldn't have his number retired.
That's not what he
or
said.
If his number is retired, then Sabathia's number should be retired.
Yes.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Sabathia's number, if you look at his career, just for the Yankees, his first 4 years were amazing. After that, he's like a 4.5 ERA.
Mike, it's not about... Mike, thanks for the call. It's not about numbers, though.
Right.
CC Sabathia is
It's about a feel.
Yeah. CC Sabathia was the ultimate bulldog warrior that is going to the Hall of Fame in a week.
And it was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes. He's been the best ace pitcher the Yankees have had. Now, Cole's been really good, but again, he bulldogged them into a World Series pitching on 3 days rest. He was incredible. I love Bernie Williams. Right. The argument is not Bernie. CC Sabathia is a baseball Hall of Famer based on what he did with... Yes, he had great stats with Cleveland, but based mostly on what he did with the Yankees, Bernie falls short. That's all. I still think Bernie, because he grew up a Yankee, never played for another team, is a greater Yankee. That's it. But both guys deserve their number retired. Right. That's not the argument. Rich in North Belmore. Rich, what's up?
How you guys doing? So I'm a 57-year-old Islander fan. Lived through the dynasty years as a teenager. And it's a complete travesty that the Islanders... I know there was a rift with the former ownership, but that Pat LaFontaine's number is not retired.
That would be the one, Rich. No doubt about it. I think Pat also came at a time post-dynasty where he got punished for... You know, obviously, they went through that run. They retired a lot of those dynasty guys' numbers years and years later. Like, I went to the Trottier number retirement. It was 10 years well past. And I think with Pat LaFontaine, really good Islander there in that spot. I think he gets punished. And yes, there was some problems there with the organization, but punished for coming after that. And also the Islanders taking their sweet-ass time with some of the number retirements after there. Sweet-ass time feels like more of a shot at them. And I didn't like the way that came off. But
it does.
It does. Stefan in Utica. Stefan, what's up?
Hi, Sean. Hi, Tiki. I'm a big Giants fan.
Appreciate you.
What's up, man?
Well, if Polar Bear Alonzo signed a long-term contract, his number 20 should be retired by the Mets.
I agree with that.
Right.
And he will have his number retired if he signs that extension, but we're in wait-and-see mode. He got labeled one of the Beatles/Michigan players. Does that mean he gets a long-term deal, Steph? I don't know.
Well, it might tell you what David Stearns, but what Steve Cohen is thinking about Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, he wants him here long-term.
Sure.
I think he just also he hated how the negotiations went.
And he had the same agent as Juan Soto. And Pete Alonso paid a Juan Soto tax because they had the same agent. Let's face it.
No, you're right. I think that's true.
You know, it's funny. We just to tie this show all together, that SMY list of the top 10 current athletes... You got a lot of guys on there that are probably going to get their numbers retired.
Judge, Jalen, Alonso.
Yep. Soto, Lindor. I'll just keep going. Dexter Lawrence, if he keeps going.
Yeah, I don't know about Dex, man, because the Giants are stingy. We talked about this in the break. The number two Giant of all time in their top 100 list is Rosie Brown. His number 79 is not retired.
Neither is Imlen Tanoe.
It's crazy. Crazy.
So you were right. Even though you said that, and you were like, oh, wait, there are a lot of numbers retired, but two of the best Giants ever. Or not.
Right, because I'm just thinking about, in my lifetime, all the great Giants I've watched and all these teams that have won Super Bowls, also, and none of these guys have their numbers retired, or very few.
Tommy, also, Juan Soto, if the contract works out, absolutely have his number retired. Can the guy make an all-star team first?
Well, he did. Obviously, there was voter fraud. We discussed this. There was a conspiracy theory. Oh. There were tons of votes coming out, at least my people told me, out of Roanoke, and they just disappeared. Where'd they go?
Did you see the all-star game ratings?
Yes, I did.
the All-Star Game ratings, I think they had a 7.3 million people watched on Tuesday night.
Wow.
So there's a couple reasons I'm going to bring that up. It outrated clearly the NFL one.
Right.
Which even though the
NFL... I don't even know when the NFL one airs.
It's the Sunday before the Super Bowl and that bye week of Pro Bowl, whatever. It's like 3.2. Not that you would expect that to get a good rating, but it's interesting because anything the NFL farts out basically feels true. Like it rates well. So baseball basically doubled that and outrated the NBA All-Star Game. Again, you're talking about the heat of summer, nothing on a Tuesday night, Fox, that helps all
and
immensely.
It's still a game that you recognize.
Exactly. But that's a win for baseball. Okay, so I think the two reasons I bring that up, when yesterday I brought up that I think the swing off is going to eventually come to the regular season and people screamed out, blasphemy. Again, 7.2 million people watch and we're talking about baseball the next day with it. Baseball pays attention to that. That'll bring attention to the regular season. The other reason I brought it up.
I just don't know how you make it more baseball, I don't know, pure.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's just someone throwing batting practice.
You're right. And
that's not, I mean, it is part of baseball, but it's not what we pay to see.
I'm going to hold this tease for when we come back after this break.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on Twitter brought up something about the swing off that they would do they think could work that I want to run by you.
Right.
Okay, that's a tease for later. We're not done with the segment, but I don't want to expand upon it now if you have calls. The other thing I was going to bring up is Sal screamed and yelled about boycotting the All-Star game. And how could you? He asked Joe Torre today, how could you have an All-Star game without Juan Soto? Don't you think that would be good for the growth of the game? Baseball gets this astronomical number without Juan Soto in the game. And it's not to dismiss Juan Soto. It's just to show they didn't need him in the game.
Right.
How many more people were watching that All-Star game with Juan Soto was in it? The answer is one, Sal.
I'm sure they were.
If you were watching it, you were watching it already.
Yes.
I'm sure Sal's mom also didn't watch because she wants to show solidarity with her son.
And
so
three
people.
Three, the snake that lives by his pool.
You're a moron. Get lost, you moron.
James in Hillside. James, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, so as a Mets fan, I got to say, what I'm hearing about Jorge Posada, it's just not right. It's not fair.
What do you mean it's not
growing
fair?
Up, so Jorge Posada is one of the best catchers to ever live. He's fourth all-time among catchers in homers, seventh all-time in OPS, higher than Johnny Bench.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
He has the most walks ever. The guy won five.
You're making a big mistake, James.
I mean, this guy received
James, votes. James, you're making a fatal mistake.
To be in the Hall of Fame even by some people.
How many Jorge Posada games do you get? I love Jorge Posada. Jorge Posada's not even a top two Yankee catcher of all time. Yogi Berra and Thurman Munson, both better. You're doing yourself an injustice reading numbers.
He's had in Yankee history. 10? He's still a top 10 all-time catcher?
Top 10 all-time catcher? He wasn't even the best catcher in New York in that era, Piazza was. And I love Posada. Posada is a gritty, good player all time.
Georgie, juice one.
If he played for an organization like the Royals, maybe he's remembered as Salvi Perez, the best player on that team all time. But in terms of Yankee lore, Posada's not a guy who should have his number retired.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking from even his era that were better, clearly. Piazza, Pudge Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Immediately come to my mind. Buster Posey, probably better than Posada.
You can cherry pick certain stats.
Yeah, but
that
does it matter compared to his peers? Or does it matter... Yeah. With how he feels as a Yankee.
Remember.
I think that's the more important thing.
I understand that. The argument
and accomplishments, obviously.
Yeah, and I think the arguments is number retirement, not Hall of Fame, not anything. Mm. Jorge Posada is an excellent, excellent Yankee. But when you start, if you're going to have the argument that the Yankees have retired too many numbers, go to that number list and then start cherry picking who the first ones you'd remove from there is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Posada's at the top of that list. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I love Jorge Posada. He should not have his number retired by the Yankees. That is a bridge too far.
Thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. Coming up next, Baseball Night in New York, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Frank in Tom's River. Frank, what's up?
How you doing, guys? My question is this. On August 30th, they're having a Francisco Lindor bobblehead day. Don't you think maybe they should announce him being a captain on that day?
Bang. That's a great one, Frank.
Good point.
I would love that. Have David Wright have his day.
Isn't it a little late in the season, though?
Who cares? You know what? Set you up for the playoff run.
Yeah.
August 3rd. Where's David going to? David can't pop back to
Flushing. August 30th.
Oh, August 30th?
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend. Oh, that's a month left in the season.
Mm.
Who cares? If you didn't do it before the year, does it matter if
no,
you do
it, doesn't
it
matter
July
do it.
19th?
If you didn't do it before the season started, it doesn't matter. In fact, you probably should do it next year. To be honest with you.
Spring training,
yeah.
Exactly. Put the hat on. But look, if the Mets are feeling it, Lindor's playing, I have no problem with him doing that. I think his bobblehead day and some kind of announcement pregame about that makes much more sense than even taking the slightest sliver of attention away from David Wright that day. Mm. That was my argument. The full day should be about David Wright, even if David Wright is too humble to want the full day about him. David, you're a great Met. This is not about naming Lindor captain. We don't need to walk away Sunday on David Wright's bobblehead day saying, oh, can you believe they named Lindor captain or how great is this? Make it about Wright, the whole weekend about Wright. Do it the right way. Mike in Manalapan. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, man?
So, Juan Soto not making the game, Alonso not getting the All-Star Game MVP.
Which he didn't deserve.
I think it could be a positive move. Thing for the team.
Okay.
Going down the stretch. That's how Lindor didn't get the MVP last year.
Mike, I mean, how about the fact that the Mets lost in the NLCS last year and they're trying to one-up themselves? Maybe that could be their motivation? I mean, the Mets need to be motivated that Pete Alonso, in a tie, wasn't named All-Star Game MVP when Bobby Witt Jr. had two different plate appearances driving in a run to tie a game, when Kyle Schwarber actually hit the home runs in the walk-off. I mean, come on.
In the swing-off, you mean?
Swing off. I was trying not to call it a swing-off anymore. People said it was getting very risque. Okay.
Yeah, we had a few callers that didn't make air yesterday that thought it'd be too close to some parties that were hosted by a musician.
Oh, I got
there's
that.
No, and by the way, there's no correlation to those parties and swing-off parties, but just maybe a little too loosely, I don't know, the words sound similar, but I don't have an issue with it. You're right. I mean, if the Mets don't have enough, I'm all for extra motivation.
I mean, jeez.
Come on.
How much more motivation do you need? Could you imagine the New York Mets getting into the locker room tomorrow night versus the Reds pregame? Mendy gets down on one knee and goes, guys, we got to do it for Pete not winning the All-Star Game MVP. That's our motivation the rest of the year. What a joke that would be.
There's no chance.
Can we have a little like self-respect as fans, please? Just a sliver?
Hard no.
Hard no. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls, and I want to run that idea about the swing-off by Tiki, because I thought
now
of Tiki.
Now I can't hear it other than thinking about that.
The swing-off. Swing-off. I think Tiki will like this, because I had him on my mind when I read this. It is Evan and Tiki with Evan on his European vacation.
I don't want to swing.
Another half an hour left to play with 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.